Your North Iowa news continues on 95.1 The Bull. After about 3 hours, the all-clear was issued following a brush fire in Waverly Tuesday evening. The initial alert by Bremer County Emergency Management just after 5 p.m. indicated a large brush fire was burning on 5th Avenue Northwest in front of the Waverly Public Works Department. Multiple fire departments responded to fight the fire. Just after 8 p.m., Bremer County Emergency Management said emergency crews had cleared from the scene. Waverly residents in the area were advised to keep windows closed into today due to some piles of debris still smoldering. To the northeast, a fire broke out early this morning at the AgriStar meatpacking plant in Postville. The Allamakee County Sheriff's Office got a call about the fire shortly before 2:30 this morning at the plant in the 200 block of Northwest Street. Investigators say the fire started in a boiler room and mechanical room inside the building. Fire crews kept the flames contained to that area. No one was hurt. Multiple fire departments responded to the blaze, including crews from Postville, Decorah, Luena, Castalia, and Claremont. Ambulance services from Postville, MFL, and Claremont also responded, along with the Postville Police Department and Allamakee County Sheriff's Office. A Northeast Iowa man who illegally possessed a gun has been sentenced to more than 2 years in federal prison. At his plea hearing, 34-year-old Christopher Roby of Waterloo admitted that in December 2024, he illegally possessed a Taurus 9mm pistol. Roby had previously been convicted of multiple felony offenses, including first-degree burglary, domestic abuse assault with strangulation, felon in possession of a firearm, and intimidation with a weapon. Last December, Roby pleaded guilty to being a felon in possession of a firearm. Last Thursday, Roby was sentenced in Cedar Rapids by United States District Court Chief Judge C.J. Williams to 30 months in federal prison. He must also serve a 3-year term of supervised release after prison. There's no parole in the federal system. Roby was being held in United States Marshals custody until he could be transported to a federal prison. The case was investigated by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives and the Waterloo Police Department. A Charles City couple was honored for their volunteer work last week at the Iowa Economic Development Authority's Main Street Iowa's 40th anniversary celebration in West Des Moines. During the 2026 Main Street Iowa Development Awards, recognizing outstanding efforts to revitalize downtown districts across the state, Tom and Julie Bach from Charles City were among 45 recipients of leadership awards for their contributions to their local Main Street programs. Charles City Community Development Director Mark Wicks was also recognized as one of Main Street Iowa's tenured executive directors with over 12 years on the job. Charles City was also highlighted as celebrating its 30th anniversary as a Main Street Iowa program. Debbie Durham, director of IEDA and the Iowa Finance Authority, said, "Over the past 40 years, Main Street Iowa has grown into one of the strongest and most respected statewide Main Street programs in the country, and that success comes directly from the people doing the work in these communities. Local leaders, volunteers, and business owners continue to invest in their downtowns and create places where people want to live, work, and gather." 18 projects received Main Street Iowa Development Awards, including Mason City for placemaking, comprehensive effort, River City Riverwalk, and Cedar Falls for housing for their project at 122 to 124 Main Street in Cedar Falls. USDA Rural Development Director for the state of Iowa, Mike Sexton, has announced that the agency is investing almost $7 million in grants and $38 million in loans for critical rural water infrastructure projects in 5 Iowa counties, including one project in North Iowa. Sexton said these water and sanitation projects will help support rural Iowa communities that are integral to the economic foundation of the nation. USDA is working to ensure clean, reliable drinking water and sanitary systems are in place to safeguard the health of Iowans and to promote the opportunity to live, work, and prosper in the heartland of America. Funding recipients include the city of Leland, awarded a $3.8 million grant and a $2.1 million loan to help improve its wastewater system. The project will consist of a 2-cell aerated lagoon, install a submerged detached growth reactor treatment system, and install an ultraviolet disinfection system. Improvements will help bring the system into compliance with water quality standards and promote the health and safety of residents and visitors to this rural Winnebago County community. USDA is administering the funding through Rural Development's Water and Wastewater Disposal Loans and Grants Program. Iowa Congresswoman Ashley Hinson has announced students from Iowa's 2nd Congressional District who have received appointments to the U.S. Service Academies. Two of those appointees are from North Iowa. Hinson says, "Receiving an appointment reflects the hard work and character of these Iowans, and I commend their decision to serve something bigger than themselves. I am so grateful to each of these soon-to-be cadets and their families for choosing a life of service to our country." Students from Iowa's 2nd Congressional District who have been accepted for the class of 2030 include Ms. Avery Schnack of Decorah for the United States Military Academy and Mr. Daniel Spooner of Mason City for the United States Naval Academy. Each year, students must receive a nomination to be considered for appointment to the U.S. Service Academies, including the U.S. Air Force Academy, U.S. Merchant Marine Academy, U.S. Military Academy, and the U.S. Naval Academy. If you're going to be eligible for Medicare in the near future, if you've been on Medicare for a while and want to better understand what it offers, if you have a family member you help with Medicare issues, then take advantage of Welcome to Medicare, a free two-hour seminar offered by Floyd County Medical Center SHIP counselors. The informative session will be held Thursday night, May 21st from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. in the Veterans Room at FCMC in Charles City. Pre-registration is encouraged by next Monday by calling 641-257-5505. Joan Lohr, an FCMC SHIP volunteer counselor, says Medicare is such an important program, and understanding what it offers helps assure that anyone eligible gets the health benefits they deserve. Welcome to Medicare will cover Medicare Part A and Part B benefits, the prescription drug benefit, or Part D, Medicare Advantage plans, and the Medicare supplement insurance. For more information or questions, again, that number to call, 641-257-5505. SHIP, the Senior Health Insurance Information Program, is a service of the state of Iowa. SHIP services are free, confidential, and unbiased. SHIP counselors are trained by the state and do not sell or promote any insurance companies, policies, or agents. FCMC is a local sponsor of SHIP in Floyd County. I'm Mark Pitts reporting that your North Iowa News on 95.1 The Bull, also available online at 95.1thebull.com.